Feta Yerushalmi, corresponding to Feta Bavli, Daf Hafes, Regan Yerushalmi, and Daf Haf Aleph, and the base, and the Mishnah, that's Halacha Beis. Weba Yoim, Doash, Rekiva, Vachol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipal Mehem, El Teichoi, Rashi Bet Teichoi, Gizma, Ino Ime, Tomei, Ela Gizma, Metamei, Ezachirim. On that day, when Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, and all were permitted to enter the base of Medrash, Rekiva expounded, Pasuk says in the Yikri, Yudalas Pasuk Lama Gimel, if a sheretz will fall into any earthenware kli, any food in the kli, yitma, will become tamei. Now the Torah wrote yitma, because this can be read yitamei, means it will be metamei others. Nimid al kika shenish metamei sashlishi, which teaches that a loaf, there's a shenish, a second degree tumor, makes another food a shlishi, which is a third degree tumor. And we'll be sure, Mi yigale afa meinecha, or yecha min zakai, sheisa ime, osid do acher, letaisak, iskika shlishi, sheina mikrominatayur, vahari akiva tamincha, hivi la mikrominatayur, shutami, shema kolashe, besoicha, yitma. Yeshua said, well, who will uncover the earth from your eyes of yecha min zakai? You said, perhaps the later generation will be metahe, a shlishi loaf, because there's no verse to teach you that, but Akiva, your Talmud bought the pasuk from the Torah, that it is tami, you said, kolashe, besoicha, yitma. The Gemara says, "Yosi b'Rabun Amar Rab Shmuel Chadama Ben B'Tumah Ben B'Chulin Amar B'Kiva V'Chana Amar B'Tumah Avale B'Chulin V'Liyadin Manam Hador Manam Hador." Yosi b'Rabun asked the question. Rab and Shmuel, one of them said, "B'Kiva discussed both Tumah and Chulin." The other said, "B'Kiva discussed Tumah but not Chulin." We don't know who said this and who said that. Mimada Amar Yosi b'Shem Yona. Amri lav rav b'shem v'chi erba, ha-shlishi bar machmas ha-sheretz, ha-vi-a-imer, omar, hu do-omar b'm-b'tumma b'm-b'chulen, omar v'ikiva. And so the sentence of Yosi said the name of Rabbi Yoina, they say that rav said the name of Rabbi Chirabah, ha-shlishi of tumma comes due to a kavachimer from a sheretz, it shows that rav said that v'ikiva discussed both chulen and tumma. Masnisa pliga al rav oichel maase shehukshim mashke v'nogavoy tful yom oy yadayim asur avris mafrishim imenu tumas naisa b'tahara b'pleishu shlishi v'ashlishi toho b'chulen. Gemara asks that there's a brisa that disagrees with rav. A food of maase that was hukshah that became capable of being makabel tuma through a liquid and a tful yom or a dirty which means tummy hands touch it or may separate tumas maase from it b'tahara because it's a shlishi and the shlishi of chulin is taho. Pata la'kel hu b'yadayim shehen mid-divrihen. The one says we're lenient about the hands because their tumah is mid-rabbonon. Atanina's tvuyoyim. The Gemara asks for the vice and mentions also tvuyoyim. The pata b'tvuyoyim beis ha'pas. The answer is he's a tvuyoyim after immersing due to tumah's beis ha'pas, which is a field in which a grave was lost or plowed, which is a tumah mid-rabbonon. Amir Bizeira, Rafila Tema, Tvoyim, Dvatera, Shnihi, Dechsev, Taho, Tame, Taho, Lachulin, Rivajim, Lachuma, Mashitakshach. Bizeira answered that you can even say that he's Tvoyim Midaraisa. He is different because it says about him Taho and Tame. He's Taho for Chulin during the day once he immersed, and for Truma after dark. He said, Rivachagai, Koime, Rivayasi, Oi Nema, Taho, Bamagava, Tame, Bachila. Rivachagai asked Rivayasi, perhaps we could say, that he's taho for touching and tamei, which is forbidden for eating. Amalei kelim amurim b'parasha islach meimer gabi kelim tahirim v'maga v'tameim v'machila. Rabbi Yosi answered that the parasha discussed kelim. Can you say that kelim are taho for touching and tamei for eating? Masnisim say l'rav arishoin shevachulin tamei matame v'ashini poisel v'lem matame v'ashlishi nechol v'nezid hadema. We have a support. The Rav from a Mishnah. The first means the Rishonah Tumah in Chulin is Tame and Matame others. The Sheni is Pasol and is not Matame. The Shishi may be eaten with a mixture of Tumah. Allah Seisai Dema Asa. We can infer the one may not make a Shishi Tumah. If a Shishi of Chulin were totally Taho, one would be allowed to make it Tumah. Rama the Basah Rishon, the Sheni Shiva Tumah Tame and Matamim. Ashlishi poisav lematame, ravi necho benazir hakodesh. We ask from the Sefer there that the Rishon and Sheni of Truma are tame and matame. The shishi is possible and is not matame. The ravi may be eaten with a mixture of kodesh. In Tema Hala Asaisai Kodesh Asa, Ashachas Mema, Mechav Ashid Seidurav. If you'll say similarly, in view similarly and further, it's forbidden to make a Ravi Kodesh, well, Rav then contradicts himself. Amar Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav, Shlishi Bamach Masasheret, Ravi Mutal Asaisai Kodesh, Shle Omu Ravi Vakodesh, Elek Kodesh Mikdash, Mekudoshim. The Abba quoting Rav said though that the Shlishi comes from the Kabbalah Homer from Sheret and a Ravi, one may make a Kodesh. They said that there is a Ravi of Kodesh only for Kodesh HaMikdash that are already Kodesh, such as the meat of Korbanos. Amma Ravi Huna v'loi b'truma anankaimen, b'truma osla soysa Kodesh sholei lansi b'lot l'kola. Rav Huna answered that the Mishnah not discuss truma, I may not make truma Kodesh lest you bring it to Takala when you say it won't be eaten on time. V'amma de basa rishoin, השני השלישי שבקודש תמי ומתם רבי פוסל ומתמה, והחמישי נערך בן זד הקודש. נגמר אז נסיפה, the ראשון שני השלישי of קודש are תמי and מתמה, רבי is פוסל and is not מתמה, החמישי may be eaten with a mixture of קודש. אם תמי מהר עשיס קודש או עשו וכי יש חמישי בקודש, if you will simply infer that it's forbidden to make a חמישי קודש, or is there a חמישי in קודש? ועד אמר לייף, the world concludes that you cannot infer so, and also here you cannot infer that a shlishi of cholin has tumah, therefore one may not make it tumah. If you say now, Rabbi Hillel b'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, a shlishi b'amach masasheret mutal asaisai tumah. Hillel quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that a shlishi that comes due to a kavachim from sherets, one may make it tumah. Why can we afilu kavikiva? Is this even like Rikiva? Rabbi Yisrael Rila said, it's even like Rabbi Kiva expanded a shlishi only for truma. Lama, what's the reason? Tvuyoim, pasil, vasheni pasil, ma tvuyoim, ene poisa le sachulin, melasei son truma, afasheni ene poisa le sachulin, melasei son truma. The answer is a tvuyoim disqualifies and a sheni disqualifies. Just like a tvuyoim does not disqualify chulin for making it truma, also sheni does not disqualify chulin for making it truma. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Shlishi b'amach masheret also la'asayse truma v'muz la'asayse kodesh. Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that a shlishi that comes due to a sheret one may not make it truma because tevel from which one must separate truma is like truma regarding tuma, but one may make it kodesh. V'zeirabar koimei Rabbi Yasa metame b'kodesh v'ad amachin. V'zeirabar asked Rabbi Yasa, a shlishi is metame and makes a v'in kodesh, and this is what you say. Amalei Mishum Ma'ala. The answer is that this is a Ma'ala, which is a mere stringency of the Rabbanon. Amalei Mishum Ba'ala. Yitzhak Eker Tumas of a Kodesh Mishum Ma'ala. Mishum Ba'ala Yitzhak said the entire Tumor of a Shlishi in Kodesh is Medaraisa, but is a Ma'ala. This Ma'ala does not apply to Chulin. Amalei Yosi, Ralama Hu Metame a Kodesh Mishum Ma'ala. Why is a Shlishi Metame Kodesh? Is it due to Ma'ala? Amalei Yudun. Asi shesei kavonon din an amen ein ashlishi becholin ramu ama metame bekodesh mishamayla. Rabbi Yudin said that Rabbi Yochanan's teaching is like Rabbanon who say that there is no shlishi in cholin. Why is it metame in kodesh? It's due to a mala. Amalei Rabbi Yosi v'leis anan svichim shamalei min bar nash rav. Rabbi Yosi said we need not hear this from a great chacham. Obviously, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says a shlishi of cholin is tame, one may not make it kodesh. Aman amen mima shekiles v'yishuris v'kiva hada amma halachakujay tibay. Then Bavel they say that from v'yishuris praise of v'kiva and our Mishnah it teaches that halacha follows him. One zikisan amen lemidashay kilsay avalamasa in halachakujay tibay. One of kisan said that he praised him for his drasha, but in practice halacha doesn't follow him. Amma rabbi acha rabbi maisha b'shem rabbi laza ein shesay loiken ala shlishi shemasa v'afilu kerebi shesay shimrein ein en loiken. Racha quoting Rav Meisha quoting Rav Lazar said that one is not lashed for eating a shlishi of Masa Sheni, even according to Rav Shimon who says that one is lashed for eating Tamei Masa, he is not lashed. Lama, what's the reason? Tvuyoim poisel v'sheni poisel ma tvuyoim ein l'maga etzva achulin af v'sheni ein l'maga etzva achulin. The Gemara answers that a tvuyoim disqualifies and the sheni disqualifies, just like the tvuyoim has no consequence of touching regarding chulin, also sheni has no consequence of touching chulin. Amar Belaza, Minayin Achulin, Kach Minin Amasa. Belaza said, like the number of levels of Tumah in Chulin, so are the number of levels of Tumah of Maaseh. Afya kaida amarabiyana, vimi, bashem, vishim, milokish, bahokulin, ankaimin, and pilka, masin. It's like Rabiyana said, quoting Rabiyami, quoting Rishlokish, the Mishnah Chulin that teaches us one slaughtered a chaya and no blood came out when we eat the meat with tummy hands. And we infer that if it was huksha through the blood, it's forbidden even though hands are sheni and a chaya is chulin. Our Masechta discusses chulin, does this poet discuss Maisa? Amav Yosef Afila Rishon Shabai Eina Mechuva Loi Shetechol Ein Ksev Kan Ela Loi Achalti. Yosef, after all, even lashes for a Rishon, the term of Masa is not clear. It doesn't say a command Loi Seichol, rather it says Loi Achalti. Amav Yabba Mari Mekeren Shesei Dechsev Kachona Mitzvascha Shesei Sani Mi Shesei Shehu Mechuva. The Abba Mari answered that since it says, like all of the mitzvahs that you commanded me, it's like a command that's clear. We have all b'shem v'imana mipneima amu hashenim shebechulin matamim ashke chulin mipnei hayadayim shem midivrehem matamayis mashke chulin sheni shem midivatoira leikol shekeim. We have all quoting v'imana said that why do they say that the sheni of chulin is matame a liquid of chulin? It's due to hands which midravon are matame a liquid of chulin, a sheni midivraisa will more so it's matame a liquid of chulin. Ima hayadayim Seikan Latamis Achirim should say now Toho, Afashani Seiko is Latamis Achirim Toho. Just like hands, a Sufik, whether or not they were Matama others is Toho, also Shani, a Sufik to be Matama others should be Toho. He holds that we are more stringent about the Shani. Yeshiv Rabbichanilo, Vimana, Hari Oichel, Oichlim, Tameim, Rashashashim Ashkin Tameim, Seikam Latamis Achirim Tomei, Vamashkim, Ayotzimahim, Seikon Latamis Achirim Tomei. If Nina objected to Rana, you cannot compare them when the entire decree is due to Sufik, was stringent about the Sufik. One who eats Tomei foods or drinks Tomei liquids, he becomes Tomei Midrabanan. A Sufik, whether or not he was Metama others, is Tomei. Liquids that come from his body, a Sufik to be Metama others, is Tomei. Ha Sheni Shu Dvatira Sfikai Letame Sachayim Tal. Would you say that a Sheni, which is midiraisa, a suffix to be matamah others, is toho. Amar Rabbi Mana, claiming Rabbi Chanina, veloi betruma anan kaimen. Rabbi Mana questioned Rabbi Chanina, one who eats tamay food becomes tamay. Is this not due to concern for truma? You cannot learn from there to be stringent about chulin. Amar Rabbi Afilu, teima betruma anan kaimen, ma isle tamay yitma dratera, loi Rabbi Akiva. Rina answered, well, even if you will say that he discusses Truma, who holds that Tame means a Sheni, Yitma means is Metama Alad Medoraisa? Is it not Rabbi Kiva? According to the Chacham, there's no source to be more stringent about Truma than Chulin. Taman Amrin, Shtei She'ilois Shalon Chaganovi, Achas Eshivoi, Oisoi Kuroi, Achas Eshivoi Kuroi. There in Babel they say that Chaganovi asked two questions. They answered one properly and one incorrectly. Hein yisa ish basar kodesh b'knaf b'gdoi, knaf t'chila basar kodesh sheni, lechem b'nazid shlishi, v'yayin v'shemen v'machal v'vi, v'chi yesh v'vi b'kodesh. We quote from the Pasuk in Chagai, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Should a man carry contaminated flesh in the skirt of his garments, if it touches in his skirt, the bread and the pottage and the wine and the oil or any food, will the food become tummy? The corner of his garment is a rishon. The kodesh meat is a sheni. The bread or tavshil is a shlishi. The wine, oil or food is a revi. And Chagai asked, is there a revi in kodesh? And the pasuk ends by saying, v'yanu akihanim v'yanu uloi v'yashivu isek uloi sheyesh revi v'kodesh. And the Kahana replied and said no, but they didn't answer him correctly because there is Ravi in Kodesh. And then we have a Pasuk Yud Gimel where it says, Vayomer Chagai im yiga tomei nefesh b'chol eile hayitma im tiye knaf tomei nefesh v'nagu b'chol eile hayitma. And Chagai said, if the contamination of a dead body touches all of these, will it become contaminated? If the corner was tummy mace and attached all of these, does it become tummy? And thus again, Vayanu HaKohen V'yemru Yitma. Yeshivu Oysa Kaloi. And the Kohen replied and said, it will become contaminated. And they answered correctly. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that he asked them before they decreed Rabbi and Kodesh. They answered both questions correctly, unlike the Chachamim Bavel said. If so, why did he curse them? The answer is like one who looks to a pretext against his friends. He cursed them because they didn't care about the bias, the English, they abandoned rebuilding it. Oidu Amma, La Asher Yakrivu Sham Tamehu. The Gemara asked, so why did he say that they sacrificed over there, he should be Tameh? Kamada Amma, Rabbi Simon, Basavdi, Golgolte, Shal Arvan, Arnon Hayavusi, Mansu Tachat Mezeach. The answer is like Rabbi Simon Basavdi said, they found the skull of Arnon Hayavusi, David bought his family to build the base of English there, under the Mezeach. In the second base of Mikdash, they made the Mizbeach bigger. It was under the addition. Acha quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said that they were experts in the laws of Tumas Heset. They were experts in the laws of Madafis, which is clothes. They get a light tumma to return their food and drink. In Yisa Ish B'Sakedesh, Shalom Tamei Meis, Matame Beheset. When they asked, should a man carry contaminated flesh? They were actually asking whether a mace is metame through hesed, removing it. And the Ghanim answered no. They answered correctly because a mace is not metame through hesed. Shalom tami mace oise madaf. He asked them whether a tami mace makes a madaf. When the Kohanim answered, they said, it does become Tameh. They answered them incorrectly because the Tameh Meis does not make a Madaf.